Interview with hip-hop artist Rel McCoy. Rel, you're releasing, if you haven't yet, your new album called Gas Money.
That's right, yeah.
Do you have some shows lined up already, or is that to come still?
I have some tentative dates, and I'm actually still figuring out what the exact date is going to be for the release party.
Okay.
It looks like it might be in later in May.
Later in May. So probably once you have that settled, you'll know more about future shows.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm figuring out what I'm going to do in terms of touring to support this record is kind of up in the air right now as well. I'm hoping to be out west again this summer, though.
Gas Money is a crowdfunded album, if I may say. You did that campaign through Kickstarter, and you raised over $11,000 from your fans.
That's right, yeah.
Wow, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, it worked out really well. That particular campaign was really based on the idea of creating of gaining funds so that we could create awareness for the record.
Yes.
So through PR campaigns, mm-hmm. The album itself was funded by myself. Like in terms of the recording and actual making of the record,
yeah.
It was funded by myself and also partially by the Ontario Arts Council.
Of course, you're a Canadian hip hop artist, should we say? And
yes.
But you play mainly in Canada, but I understand that you've played pretty much all over the world, such as in places like the U.S., Australia, and Japan as well.
Yes, that's right.
And would you say that the popularity of hip-hop or rap is good in Japan, for example?
Yeah, Japan is a great place to play. I feel like they don't really have the same sort of expectations that our audience has here, and I think that they're free of the stigmas that that sort of come with being a rapper or making rap music that we're sort of dealing with here in North America now. I think they're a little bit free from that, and they're a little bit more accepting of what it is that you're doing regardless of the specific style.
Right.
Which here it's a little bit more difficult because people are expecting you to rap about how much money you have or how much jewelry you've got or house or just how popular you are, how successful you are.
Yes.
And all of the fleeting sort of flash in the pan ideas that we have about, you know, having a fulfilled life.
Yes.
Here don't seem to be entrenched in the minds of the audience in, you know, in Japan or in Australia.
Yeah.
So maybe that mindset has yet to reach them. I don't think that, you know, people are really any different across the world, but I think that the marketing that we're subjected to here and like in our media and social media is just different. It's just different than what they deal with there, I think.
What do you talk about when you rap, and who do you speak for?
Well, I kind of like to talk about, touch on a lot of different sort of subject matters. I mean, a lot of the music that I've been making recently is just to have fun with music and to have a good time and to know that, you know, when I'm there sort of entertaining an audience, when I'm on stage, that, you know, they come out of their houses to see a show because they want to be entertained and they want to enjoy themselves. They don't necessarily need to be, you know, be inundated with all kinds of lessons and messages about how they ought to live their life or what it is that they should and shouldn't do with themselves. I've made a lot of music like that in the past where I've talked about things like, I don't know, like abuse in relationships or drug abuse or my own, you know, problems with addiction and just struggling to, you know, keep a handle on your dream and follow that instead of falling into the regular society and doing what you're told and that sort of stuff. But I'm sort of feeling like now after doing, you know, touring a lot over the last few years that the audience really responds to, you know, music that makes them feel good and they're there to have a good time. So this new record, I just had fun making it. And I think that that's pretty evident in the song, even though there is some subject matter. There's a song where I talk about depression But the reason why I talk about that is because I was depressed. Mm-hmm. You know, so it really is about stuff that I've sort of gone through, and it's not really about, it's not, you know, super, I don't know, it's not super entrenched in what a lot of other hip-hop seems to be stuck in now, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you're free from, to a degree, you're free from those contingencies, I would say.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. I think we're all subject to it, but yeah. I don't know. I like to make music that I feel good about.
Yes.
You know, and I really, you know, when I did this Kickstarter campaign, the beginning of doing that really made me question myself and why I'm making music in the first place, and why I'm sort of, you know, putting all of my eggs into this basket and risking everything just so that I can continue to make music full time. And the answer to that question was that I love people. I love engaging with people. I love seeing the crowd of people. I love meeting the people. And I really like, you know, I love getting the response from people in terms of like how, you know, what they thought about my record, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. You know, that's what keeps me going.
Are you in your personal life an outgoing person, or does that come out when you entertain only?
I can be outgoing, I think, but I'm so stuck in this world of trying to make a business out of my music that when I go out, it's because I have to go out and perform or play or be a part of a show in some respect, or it's networking, or it's always sort of business when I'm out there,
right.
You know, even when I'm out there just having a good time and a few drinks with some friends, like it usually comes down to business. But I feel like I'm a pretty outgoing guy, but I know that on stage I'm a little bit different than I am, you know, in person.
When did you start creating music like that? Did you start with rap?
Yeah, I did. Ages ago, a friend of mine and I pulled our money together so we could buy our first digital sampler, so we could make our own beats. And before that, we were just making music on a Commodore 64 computer. I don't know if you remember those computers, but way back then, we were making just loops of drum beats and that sort of thing, and making our songs with a 4-track. Tape recorder and using what we had in front of us to make music. And so from there, my love of producing and my love of the engineering aspect came out of that, and just continuing to write different styles of songs and trying to figure out, you know, who am I in this sort of place called hip hop, you know? So over time it sort of developed into what it is now. And the very first pieces of music, you're growing by leaps and bounds. So I hope that no one ever hears that stuff.
You never know. Have you ever had a record deal?
I've never been signed to a label per se. I've sort of just had people come in and out of my life that have been a part of the team that I've tried to build surrounding my own music, but there's never been anything, you know, there's been offers and there's been opportunities to have, you know, to be aligned with a label, but it never was as appealing to me as I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
You know, that's not to say that I wouldn't sign with a label, because now I'm so busy, you know, just doing this pretty much by myself with the help of a couple of other people, and I'm just overwhelmed with the amount of work that it actually takes to keep this thing going. I would, if there was a decent offer on the table from the label, I would take it, just because the place that I'm in now, I actually have a lot less time creatively, which is the whole reason I got into this in the first place, you know.
Right.
So this, like, is like a lot of paperwork and a lot of like online tedious things that you've got to do to make sure that you know you can keep touring or keep doing festival shows, or, you know, and updating your profiles here and there and social media and all kinds of things that you've got to sort of keep abreast of. So it's been tough going for me in terms of time, and I still like to have time for my family as well. So
yes.
I haven't really had a record deal per se. in the past, but it's not something that I would be against mm-hmm. doing at this point. But it would have to be something that, for me, makes me feel like it's a company that I could see that, you know, that they've had some success in the past with music that stylistically is the same as mine.
Right.
You know, in order for me to risk, you know, because right now I collect all the money. I do all the work, but I also collect all the money. Right.
So, yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so it's not a bad place to be.
Which artist would you say is your main thing?
I like to listen to a lot of different hip hop stuff, like not stylistically, like very like a myriad of different kind of feelings that, you know, from like Kendrick Lamar to Black Thought of the Roots, or mm-hmm. to Mad Villain, and or, you know, even the like lesser known groups. There's a group called Clear Soul Forces who have some really cool stuff. There's so stuff like that. I'm you know, I really love to listen to, but like musically for me, some of the greatest influences have been people that are not hip hop. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Bob Marley is for me is a huge one.
Yes.
Phil Collins is another huge one.
Oh, great.
Herbie Hancock is another big guy. Mm-hmm. Those styles of music that are not hip hop that have influenced me, just because I see those guys and what they did. Like Herbie Hancock is a guy who seems like he can play almost any instrument.
Yes.
And Phil Collins is the same way. He plays all these different things and creatively did so many, like creatively made albums, like sort of on his own after he was working with Genesis and just doing all kinds of amazing things. And Bob Marley, a guy who, you know, may not have been like the singer, the greatest singer in the world, but the reason why he was great is because you can hear his heart and his soul in his music. Those things mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I still try to keep abreast of what's happening in hip hop, but it's hard to keep up, you know?
Oh, I think one can hear sort of those influences in your music, even though the genre is completely different.
Good. I don't necessarily recognize when one person has influenced me in one way or another, because I'm just trying to do my own thing creatively. Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So, you know, it all comes together, right, in your creation. So, in terms of marketing efforts, is there any other upcoming events?
The release date, the Bandcamp release date is going to be May 27th.
Right.
The iTunes release date is June the 10th.
Oh, so
there are specific reasons why we sort of plan it like that, and that's mm-hmm. because I would like people to go to Bandcamp more than I would like them to buy my record on iTunes.
I really wanted to thank you for your time with me today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me. That's awesome.